The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 12, 1976, in Tehran, Iran.
You find out this bad. Manushanam sahasya su kachit jadisi.
Namishanam sahasishu kasche chitati sedhaye yatatam api sedhanam kaschanam devi tattvataha. Out of many thousands among men, when they endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. There are various grades of men. And out of many thousands, one may be sufficiently interested in transcendental realization to know what is the self, what is the body, and what is the absolute truth. Generally, mankind is simply engaged in the animal propensities, namely eating, sleeping, defending, and mating, and hardly anyone is interested in transcendental knowledge.
While this is going on, you cannot stop, then the attention will be there. You can later understand. Go.
The first six chapters of the Gita are meant for those who are interested in transcendental knowledge and understanding the self, the super self, and the process of realization by Jnana Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and the discrimination of the self from matter. However, Krishna can only be known by persons who are in Krishna consciousness. Other transcendentalists may achieve impersonal common realization, but this is easier than understanding Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Person, but at the same time, He is beyond the knowledge of Brahman and Paramatma. The yogis and jnanis are confused in their attempts to understand Krishna, although the greatest of the impersonalists, Sripad Shankaracharya, has admitted in his Gita commentary that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But his followers do not accept Krishna as such, for it is very difficult to know Krishna, even though one has transcendental realization of impersonal Brahman. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The subject matter itself is difficult. Therefore, ordinary person or a little advanced person cannot understand. And unless one is fully aware of Krishna, one cannot become preacher master. The subject matter itself is difficult. Therefore you don't find many spiritual. No?
Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the primeval Lord Govinda. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satyananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhya Govinda, Sarvakarana Karana. It is very difficult for the non-devotees to know Him. Although non-devotees declare that the path of bhakti or devotional service is very easy, they cannot practice it. If the path of bhakti is so easy, as the non-devotee class of men proclaim, then why do they take up the difficult path? Actually, the path of bhakti is not easy. The so-called path of bhakti, practiced by unauthorized persons without knowledge of bhakti, may be easy, but when it is practiced factually according to the rules and regulations, the speculative scholars and philosophers fall away from the path. Srila Rupa Goswami writes in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhim Vina Akantiki Hare Bhakti Utpataya Vakalpate. Devotional service of the Lord that ignores the authorized Vedic literatures like the Upanishads, Puranas, Narada Pancharatra, etc. is simply an unnecessary disturbance in society. It is not possible for the Brahman realized impersonalists or the Paramatma realized yogi to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the son of Mother Yashoda or the charioteer of Arjuna. Even the great demigods are sometimes confused about Krishna, Muyanti Yatsuraya, Mantuveda Nakasana. No one knows me as I am, the Lord says. And if one does know him, then Samahatma Sadhulava. Such a great soul is very rare. Therefore, unless one practices devotional service to the Lord, he cannot know Krishna as he is, Tattvatam, even though one is a great scholar or philosopher. Only the pure devotees can know something of the inconceivable transcendental qualities in Krishna, in the cause of all causes, in his omnipotence and opulence, and in his wealth, fame, strength, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation, because Krishna is benevolently inclined towards devotees. He is the last word in common realization, and the devotees alone can realize him as he is. Therefore it is said, Atav Sri Krishna Nama Dinava Vedrayam Indriya Sevan Mukehi Jivado Sayame Vaspura Jadra. No one can understand Krishna as he is by the blunt material senses, but he reveals himself to the devotee, being pleased with them for their transcendental loving service unto him.
These words, Ajahn, what is the meaning of this?
Allah, God is great, God is great, God is great.
Jang Brahma Bhagavanda Buddha Sallanti Dibbai Sabai Vedai Sarna Padakrama Parishadai Gayanti Jang Savala Dena Avastita Tadgati Minavanasa Patsanti Jang Jubhira Tatsantana Navidut Sura Suradara Jivaya Tasmai Namaha. Very friendly. Jasantana Vidusurasuragna. Rasantam, the glories of the Lord, unlimited. So nobody can go to the limit of his glorification, either the Sura or Asura. The demands are the demigods. Nobody can reach. But he is glorified by the demigods like Jangal Brahma, Brahma, Lord Brahma, Shiva, Guru, the predominating deity of air, fire, Lord Brahma, everyone worships him. Jangal Brahma, Bharunanda, Dastunandi, Yibbai Savai, by glorified prayers. And Gayanti Jana Samaga, Vedai Sarna Padak Upakka Upanishadai, Vedai by Vedic hymns, by Upanishad, by Vedic literature. Gayanti Jang Samaga, Dhanavasthita Tadgati Namanasa Paschanti Jang Yogina. The yogis in meditation try to find out him within the core of the heart. The san tangana vidur sura sudana divaya tasmai nama. He depends in the action. Depend is in action. So for prayer is concerned, God is great, accepted. Either by the Christian or the Mohammedan or the Hindu or the followers of Vedic principle. Now, God is great, glorify Him, and that is the business of human life. That they are not taking. Practically. That is it. And that is to be done. Atha Brahma Jigyasa. Brahma means the great Vyaktat, Vinanaktat, Iti, Brahma. Brahma means the greatest. Now, here we get the information, God is great. So, naturally, one should be inquisitive to know how He is great. As I did him. Athata Brahma Jidgyan. It's like if I introduce, here is a gentleman, very rich. So naturally the next inquiry will be, how is he rich? What is the position that he is very rich? These inquiries are natural. If I simply remain satisfied by hearing that he is rich, that is also good. You have got some respect. But if you know how he is rich, to the what extent he is rich, then your respect will be increased.
Your love also.
Yeah, if I understand that he is rich, I may consider, well, I have got $1,000, so he may have $100,000. But if you understand that he has got millions and millions of dollars, then you'll have to say, oh, sorry. Then your regard for him will increase. That is not wisdom. Stereotype. God is great. How he is great? To what extent he is great? What is his greatness, activity? If you want to know more and more, then your regard for God will increase. That we are not. Simple officially, God is great, God is great. No jigyasa, no inquiry. Atāda brahma jigyasa. One should be inquisitive. Jigyasa sre uttamam. Tasmāt guru prapadyata jigyasu sre uttamam. One who has become inquisitive of the uttamam, the most exalted subject matter. He requires a guru. Others will answer his inquiry. Tasmāt gurum prapadyata jigyāsu. If he is not jigyāsu, who has the need of guru? And where is the question of advancement? He must be jigyāsu. And that is, people are not interested. Officially, go to church, go to mosque, go to temple and do something, then lock it and go to your own business and do whatever you like. No discrimination, but not serious. Not very serious. One who is serious will inquire. Otherwise, the formula is all right. God is great, there is no more greater than him. And inquire, how is great? Society is required, association is required to inquire. Satang prasangadma vidya sandhira bhaval dhiritkarna rasana kathaye. There is need of association for discussing how God is great. That is needed. Jigyasu sreya uttamam. Unless one is inquisitive. Sarmaji, you can come here. star. That is the simply we should not remain satisfied to understand. That is not proper understanding. Officially, God is there. Try to inquire how great He is, why He is great. Then your regard for God, your devotion for God will increase. And because we do not inquire how God is great, therefore cheap God certainly. Any rascal is as God. Because we do not know actually what is God. But if you inquire about God, if you go through the shastras, as it is stated in the Brahma Sangita, within second we are having 2-3 minutes. So, within the breathing period of Mahavishnu, innumerable universes are coming out. This is greatness. How great is God? It is some idea. That within the breathing period, innumerable universes are coming. We cannot conceive of one universe, but we get the information that innumerable universes are coming out during the breathing period. Jasyaika nisyasita kalam athavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadannana. That Mahavishnu, just a kalavishesh, part and plenary portion, Govindamadhikam. So when we speak all these things, they will take it mightily. And if chief God comes, we will accept. Oh, yes, God. This is the point. Do not try to understand that actually God is great. How great He is. That is called Kupamandukna, Dr. Frog's philosophy. Dr. Frog is within the well, 3 feet length and breadth. He is thinking this is the ultimate deserver of water. And when he is informed there is Atlantic Ocean, he simply calculates, all right, this is 3 feet, it may be 6 feet, or it may be 7 feet, or I come on 10 feet, he is going. So God is not like that, within our calculation. The Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna was speaking with the Vibhuti Jog, he was speaking, I am this amongst these. Find out this Vibhuti Jog, 12th chapter.
You want the last verse?
No, go on. But he said, I am this among these surrender.
Just English? I am the Self, O Buddha Akesha, seated in the hearts of all creatures. I am the beginning, the middle, and the end of all beings. Of the Adityas I am Vishnu. Of light I am the radiant sun. I am Marichi of the Maruts, and among the stars I am the moon. Of the Vedas I am the Samaveda. Of the demigods I am Indra. Of the senses I am the mind, and in living beings I am the living force, knowledge.
Of all the Rudras, I am Lord Shiva. Of the Yakshas and Rakshasas, I am the Lord of Wealth, Kubera. Of the Vasus, I am Fire, Agni. And of the Mountains, I am Meru. Of priests, O Arjuna, know me to be the chief, Brihaspati, the Lord of Devotion. Of generals, I am Skanda, the Lord of War. And of bodies of water, I am the ocean. Of the great sages, I am Bhrigu. Of vibrations, I am the transcendental Om. Of sacrifices, I am the chanting of the holy names, Japa. And of immovable things, I am the Himalayas. Of all trees, I am the holy fig tree. And among sages and demigods, I am Nara. Of the singers and of the gods, Gandharvas, I am Chittaratha. And among perfected beings, I am the sage Kapila. Of horses, to know me to be Uttashrava, who rose out of the ocean, born of the elixir of immortality. Of lordly elephants, I am Airavata. And among men, I am the monarch. Of weapons, I am the thunderbolt. Among cows, I am the Sarabi, givers of abundant milk. Of procreators, I am Kundarpa, the god of love. And of serpents, I am Vasuki, the chief. Of the celestial Naga snakes, I am Ananta. Of the aquatic deities, I am Varuna. Of departed ancestors, I am Aryama. And among the dispensers of law, I am Yama, the lord of death. Among the Daitya demons, I am the devoted Prahlad. Among subduers, I am Time. Among the beasts, I am the lion. Among birds, I am Garuda, the feathered carrier of Vishnu. Of purifiers, I am the wind. Of the wielders of weapons, I am Rama. Of fishes, I am the shark. And of flowing rivers, I am the Ganges. Of all conditions, I am the beginning, the end, and also the middle, O Arjuna. Of all sciences, I am the spiritual science of the self. Among logicians, I am the conclusive truth. Of letters, I am the letter A. And among compounds, I am the dual word. I am also inexhaustible time. And of creators, I am Brahma, whose manifold faces turn everywhere. I am all-devouring death, and I am the generator of all things yet to be. Among women, I am fame, fortune, speech, memory, intelligence, faithfulness, and patience. Of hymns, I am the Brihatsama, sung to the Lord Indra. And of poetry, I am the Gayatri verse, sung daily by Brahmins. Of months, I am November and December, and of seasons, I am flower-bearing spring. I am also the gambling of cheats, and of the splendid, I am the splendor. I am victory, I am adventure, and I am the strength of the strong. Of the descendants of Vrishni, I am Vasudev, and of the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. Of the sages, I am Vyas, and among great thinkers, I am Ushana. Among punishments, I am the rod of chastisement, and of those who seek victory, I am morality. Of secret things, I am silence, and of the wise, I am wisdom. Furthermore, Arjuna, I am the generating seed of all existences. There is no being, moving or unmoving, that can exist without me. O mighty conqueror of enemies, there is no end to my divine manifestations. What I have spoken to you is but a mere indication of my infinite opulences. Know that all beautiful, glorious, and mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. For what need is there, O Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe.
Yes, this is good. Now, we should not simply be satisfied God is there. We must try to know how great He is. Then our God consciousness will be picked up. Is that right?
Very beautiful.
That people are not interested. Only officially chanting, God is there. You try to understand? Adhāsa brahma jigyāsa. This is Vedanta Sutra. Jigyāsa, go, inquiry. Be inquisitive. Jigyāsu se uttama. Tasmāt gurum prapatyeta. Jigyāsu se uttama. So one should be inquisitive. That is human life. And as soon as you become inquisitive, you become aware of God more and more, then your devotion increases. That is one.
It is also said that you have a blind faith.
Blind faith?
You should have a faith in your God. But when you are inquisitive and you keep asking more and more and more.
And who says that you keep blind faith? Who says?
You should have faith.
Huh?
In God. Should have faith.
God. It is not blind faith. God is there, you have to accept. It is not blind.
Means give up, give everything, surrender. We were talking day before yesterday. When we surrender, that means we don't ask any questions.
Yes.
So when we are inquisitive, then we ask more questions. How do we blend these two things together?
So blind is wrong. God says that idam te gyanam prakyatam guhyam guhyataram maya. Find out this.
Idam te gyanam prakyatam.
Idam te gyanam prakyatam.
It is
So there is no question of blank way. Here it is said that I have explained to you the knowledge, confidential and most confidential. Now you consider about it and after due consideration, then do whatever you like. But if you actually appreciate that there is God, there is Krishna, so whatever he is saying, it is all right. Sarva mitam vitangamande. There is no harm, even if you accept his word blind, there is no harm. But otherwise, if you don't like to follow blindly, then consider what is instructed, and then whatever you like you can do. Both ways are there. But if you have faith in God, God is saying this, I must do it. That blind faith is as good. Although it is blind faith, it is the fact. Actually it is not blind faith. It is full faith in God. God is speaking this, I will accept. Sam Atma Siddhilo. That is the position of Mahatma. Although such Mahatmas are very rare, but one who accepts this fact that God is speaking, well, let me accept it, without any consideration. That is as good as you accept. If gold is real, something real gold is offered to you, you accept it blindly or by checking it. The result is the same.
But being inquisitive, I mean, accepting.
No, inquisitive means one who does not accept that here is a person giving me gold. He is very good man. He will not cheat me. Then you accept. But if you have no such faith, then you check it. But real gold, either you take in blind faith or by checking, the result is the same. Now it is up to you. If you believe Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God and as he says, he is the Supreme Person, Matta Paradaram Nana Kinti Jasi Dharanja. That's a fact. But if you don't believe it, then check and consider upon a statement and then accept. Two ways are there. Why people are misled? They do not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality. They are taking Bhagavad Gita in their own way. So, why they should take Bhagavad Gita in their own way? That is not good. If you want to speak something better than Bhagavad Gita, you speak separately. Why you misinterpret Bhagavad Gita? Our preaching process is that you take Bhagavad Gita as an instruction, that is perfect, and you will be happy. This is our Krishna consciousness. Don't try to interpret it. Don't try to exact some meaning of your choice. No, that is not good. You take it as it is, you will be. Now, if you take it, that it is spoken by Bhagavan, Swayam, that it is blind faith, it may be blind faith, but it is light. If you don't want, then Krishna says, iti te jnanam prakhyatam, guhya guhya dharma, then you check it by your knowledge. Yathechasi tathātu. Both ways you can accept. Knowledge is always scanty. So, Mahajana Jena Gata Sapanta. That is the way. Tarka Aparishtha. Tarka by argument, he'll never come to the conclusion. Sutayava Bibhinna. There are shastras for different persons. In different way they are presented. So they appear to be contradictory from one another. Not contradictory, at least different from one another. Sutayo bibhinya, naso manidya samatam na bhinnam. And a great philosopher is not a great philosopher, he does not present a different view. So therefore, the spiritual essence is very confidential. Dharmasatattam nihitam guhayam. Therefore we have to follow the Mahāna, great personality. That is the system, Vedic system. Guru Parampara. So that Parampara is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Mahajana. Krishna says, Imam Rajar Sayo Vidhu, Rajar Si, Mahajan. Mahajans are explained also. They're like Pallad Maharaj, is Mahajan, Bali Maharaj, Mahajan, Brahma Mahajan, Narad Mahajan, Lord Shiva Mahajan. Bali Vayasadhi Vayam, Janak Maharaj. So you have to follow them, Mahajana Jinagata Sapanta. That is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Himam parampara prasam, himam rajo sayogi. So, there is no question of blind faith. If we follow the Mahajan example of the authorities, then our life is secure. And Guru means he is Mahajan, or follower of Mahajan. So we have to select the Mahajan process according to our process. We follow the Brahma Sampradaya. And Brahma is one of the Mahajan. The Brahma has his disciplic succession, parampara. Brahma's disciple is Narada. Narada's disciple is Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva's disciple is Sukadeva Goswami. In this way, we come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disciple, the six Goswamis. Then others. Then our Guru Maharaj. But the same thing we are speaking. Mahajana Jina Gatasapanta. We are not manufacturing it. That is the Guru Parampara system. And if we follow strictly the line of Mahajan, then there is no question of mistake. It is not blind faith. The superiors are following, and we are also following. Of course, there are books, there are everything. Jyotishriti, Puranadi, Panchiratri, Kirti. Everything is there. So there is no question of being mistaken. The guide is there, the spiritual master is there, so there is no limitation. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Mahajana Jina Gatasya Pantha. That is the best way. Follow the Mahajana. Unfortunately, the Mahajans, without following Mahajan, everyone is becoming Mahajan in his own way. And that is being supported. That you manufacture your own way of spiritual progress, that is all right. That is dangerous. That is dangerous. And that is going on. You can manufacture in your own way. And there are thousands of coming manufacturing their own way and spoiling the world. That is it. Otherwise there is no division. Mahajana Jina Gatasya Pantha. We are therefore requesting people that don't be misled. Here is the greatest Mahajan, Krishna himself. We follow his instruction. It is very easy. There is no complication. This is our sovereign. But we don't make any compromise. Why shall I make compromise? We are presenting the right thing. Why shall I make compromise with something wrong? Bolo Sanatana. If we are confident that we are presenting the right thing, why shall I make compromise with the wrong thing? Ah. पर्याप्त आप कुछ नहीं बोलते क्या बात
सुन रही
हूँ यू आर इंटेलिजेंट यू कैन से इफ आई एम सेइंग समथिंग रॉन्ग culture has been spoiled by interpreting wrongly Krishna's law. Bharat Bhumi, Punya Bhumi, is still thousands and millions of if there is Kumbh Mela, millions of men are coming. Whenever we hold some Krishna consciousness meeting, daily 20,000, 15,000, 30,000 men come. The spirit is there. Unfortunately, that is being artificially depressed. But it cannot be done. The Punya Bhumi, Bharat Bhumi, it is gone. But the unfortunate thing is that the clear thing is there and that is being misinterpreted and people are misled. That is it.
जो जीव को इस बात का ज्ञान हो जाए कि स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ लीड करने से मुझे ये लाभ होगा तभी वो मटीरियल लाइफ को छोड़ने के लिए नहीं
होगा तो इतना मूर्ख हो गया वो जानते ही नहीं उसका किससे किस तरह से लाभ होगा और न तो जानने को लिए तैयार ही भगवद गीता में बताते हैं कि मनुष्यानाम सहस्य सुकृत जगति सिद्ध गए तो क्या बताते हैं दे आर नॉट इंटरेस्टेड दैट सिंपली इंटरेस्टेड इट इट ड्रीम बी मेरी एंड यू आर टेलिंग फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल लेट अस बिकम reach like Americans, then we shall talk of Krishna. When they go to preach about Krishna consciousness, the people say that we shall think of Krishna later on. In India also they say that we are now poverty-stricken. Let us first of all become rich and then we shall think of Krishna. They say they are not interested. They think to become rich is more than understanding Krishna. That is the position. Because they are not interested. They say frankly that we are not interested. Why do you bother? They say, why do you bother? Why do you please come here to preach Krishna now? How much difficulty it is, you can just understand. They are not ready to hear about it. And our leaders say, all these shastras now throw away in the water.
But do you think deep-rooted Indian culture and religion will ever have a sort of degradation or will it continue?
Continue, because if you remain like animals, it will continue. If you become human being, actually, then it will stop. But we want to continue as animals. That is the present position. The present civilization is based on animal platform. Dasyatu buddhi guna veti dhātuke sadhik kalatra visu bhavamajyati jatitha buddhi salile natarhiti janesu avigya saiva gokhara. Gokhara. Gokhara means animal. Go means cow, khara means ass. So dasyatu buddhi guna veti dhātuke. Anyone who is thinking that I am this body composed of kapha pitta vayu, saiva gokha, is an animal. Now we analyze everyone. Everyone is thinking that I am this body. I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am this, I am that. All the bodily concepts. So if you continue this bodily concept of life, then you remain animal. And if you take Krishna's instruction, Krishna's first instruction is, find out this verse, asakshyananusutastam pragyavadansubhāt. Katāsuna katāsuna nānusutasthi pandita. This is Pandit, who does not think seriously about this body. He is Pandit. And everyone is thinking seriously about this body. Then who is Pandit? Or Saiva Gokhara? Or Kau Janese? If you keep yourself as Kau Janese, then where is civilization? Where is your country? And all will not.
The Blessed Lord said, while speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor the dead. The Lord at once took the position of the teacher and chastised the student, calling him indirectly a fool. The Lord said, you are talking like a learned man, but you do not know that one who is learned, one who knows what is body and what is soul, does not lament for any stage of the body, neither in the living nor in the dead condition. As it will be explained in later chapters, it will be clear that knowledge means to know matter and spirit and the controller of both. Arjuna argued that religious principles should be given more importance than politics or sociology, but he did not know that knowledge of matter, soul, and the supreme is even more important than religious formularies. And because he was lacking in that knowledge, he should not have posed himself as a very learned man.
Yes.
As he did,
he was posing himself as a body. He should not consider himself as a learned man. Nāna sochanti pandita. Then?
As he did not happen to be a very learned man, he was consequently lamenting for something which was unworthy of lamentation. The body is born and is destined to be vanquished today or tomorrow. Therefore, the body is not as important as the soul. One who knows this is actually learned, and for him there is no cause of lamentation, regardless of the condition of the material body.
The people are not aware of this thing. Neither they are interested to know that the soul is more important than the body. This is the beginning of our Gita. Still, they are placing themselves as learned scholar in Bhagavad Gita. But sticking to the body. And one man who is sticking to the bodily concept of life is no better than Saiva Gokara. The whole civilization is going on, this understanding of body. Then Krishna begins that instruction. Dehinasminda kade tomayo manandara tatha dehantara prati. That is very vividly explained. That the soul is important because it is eternal. Na hanna te hanna vane sarir. See that. Don't think by the end of the body the soul is all ended. It is continuous. And it accepts another body. Tatha dehantara prati. Deva sattva knowing. So who is caring for this knowledge? Suppose I have got to. It is a fact, we have to change this body. But what body I am going to change? Who is considering? He is thinking of this body. But he has to change. The science is there, but nobody is caring to know it. And still they are proud of their education. And Krishna condemns. Nāna sūcanti pandita. So, they are keeping themselves on the bodily concept of life and posing themselves as pandita. This is it. A person identifying himself with the body is Gokhara and he is posing himself as pandita. The whole education is to realize that I am not the body. I am soul. I am Brahmasmi. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. Then he will be happy. Nasodatena kaṅkati samasarveshu madhvakti ravate para. Everything is there. You cannot become a learned scholar, a learned leader from the platform of Gokhara. That is the defect. Tathādehāntara prāpti, this is the first instruction. Who is thinking that what next body I am going to accept? Nobody is thinking. They say, after creating this body, everything is finished. And Bhagavad Gita says, na annate annamāne sarīre. Then what kind of pandit is? Bhagavad Gita says, na annate annamāne sarīre. Nitta na najāyate na mṛyate vākalāyate. And soul is immortal. Antavattu ime deha. The sarīr is antavattu. Perishal, nitta sokta sharirina. Who is considering it? If I am eternal, if I am not going to die, even after the annihilation of the body, then the next question would be jiggyasu. Then, what will be my next position? What kind of body I am going to get? That is interesting. But nobody has this interview, and he is passing as pandit. Big, big professor says, Swamiji, after death everything. I went to Moscow, there is a big professor, Potovsky, Indology professor. So we had some talks. He does not believe transmigration of the soul. And he's a learned scholar. And everyone will find that. The same atheistic philosophy, rinankrityabhitankrityet, javat jivet sukham jivet, vasi bhutasya devasya kuto punaragavan. Yeah, enjoy life. I have no money. Rinankrityabhitankrityet. Beg, borrow, steal, bring heat, and prepare nice preparation and enjoy. Rinankrityabhitankrityet, javat jivet sukham. So long we live in God. Rise, become indeterred, then I will act sinfully. Your body will be burnt and everything will be. This philosophy. But Krishna says, nānate annamāne yadari. The body is burnt, don't think that you are burnt. Really? Tathāne yahāndaram prāt. Who is caring for? Nobody cares. And still they are passing as pandit, philosopher, scientist. This is the misfortune of the present civilization. A person who is equal to Gokhara, he is the teacher, he is the philosopher, he is the leader. Rajathan Vairupaniyavana Sipi Satantra Ullam Nibhadhyā Nati Vidhusādhu Vatim Vishnu Murārsayāji Vairatthamādhi. People are running like anything in the street. Vairatthamādhi. They are thinking that this civilization having nice roads and streets and number of cars and running here and there, this is Vairatthama. And they do not know what is the goal of life. And if you ask the goal of life, what is the goal of life? After death, everything is finished. Let me enjoy. Read on this topic. Beg, borrow, steal, bring money and enjoy. Tatha dehantara prapti, if by his activities he is going to be a lower animal next life, then what is the value of his so much busyness and activity? Therefore they do not believe in it. Close their eyes. Never mind, what is the danger in front?
It is convenient for them to...
Yeah. Not convenient, foolish. A rabbit, when there is some big animal, he closes them. He thinks there is no danger. That does not mean he is out of danger, he will eat now. So simply by concocting that there is no life after death, will not be escaped.